when I look at the general like customer base of surely any, and not just Bitcoin, but cryptocurrency business out there, everyone I can think of outside of mobile gaming would be a male dominated, like a significantly weighted male under 40 dominated kind of customer base. So you guys are probably, maybe I'm forgetting something, but you guys are probably swimming in the only sort of sea of actually something more balanced customer base and people that you actually appeal to. And therefore it's like a really important way to onboard, yeah, not just like 20-year-old males into the world of Bitcoin. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense to go that route of going mobile only.
I know your question was rhetorical, but when I think of a mobile gamer, like I think of little kids because my son's always trying to get my phone to play games on it.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I think everyone, right? Because like anyone, most people have a mobile phone of some kind, and most of them can install games from the Play Store or the App Store in majority. So yeah, it makes sense that you can appeal to pretty much anyone. Whereas there's more of a barrier to entry with consoles or PC gaming. You have to have the money to afford those things, basically, that you get often just to play games. When it comes to the actual, because obviously you explain how everything works, basically, with you guys having open channels with the most popular wallets and that it's kind of done on database. And then when someone wants to withdraw it, then it's, you know, ticked off. And that makes a lot of sense, actually. It's a smart way to do it. When it comes to the actual maintenance of that, because I know with Lightning, speaking to different exchanges that had tried to or had integrated Lightning payments, they had issues with like failed transactions, and they were sort of had to actually work to like balance the channels, etc. This is why I bought Mastering Lightning, because I don't fully understand exactly how that side of it works. What do you guys have to do to actually maintain the system you've got? Is there anything that you guys have to actually do on like a daily or a weekly basis, or anything you have to keep an eye on? I'd just be interested to understand how the maintenance side of the Lightning aspect works.
Yeah, so it's kind of, we've got a simple use case because we don't accept incoming payments at the moment. We just send Bitcoin rewards payments. So we don't need to keep our channels balanced. We just need to keep them topped up on our side so that it will, like the balance will gradually go down and down on each channel. So let's say we've got like 5 channels open. Our algorithm like picks the best channel to send the user the money to. Fire so that it's less likely to fail, because if someone's got wallet of Satoshi, we should send their payment through their wallet of Satoshi channel, not just like try to randomly pick a channel and it goes around the Lightning network when we already got a connection there. So send it to the right channel for the proper user, which basically means like 99.5% of all of our transactions are just like go straight to the destination, because most of our users have like a custodial wallet or Breeze or something like non-custodial, but where there's a hub, so we can just open a channel to the hub. So the maintenance of these like 5 channels is simply that when one of them gets depleted, our algorithm will just stop using that channel and pick a different channel until I top it up, basically. So the maintenance is simply like I get alerted when the channel is depleted and I just top it up to make sure either I will send the Bitcoin to that channel, or I'll just close it. And if the fee mark is low, the fee prices are low, I'll just close it and open a new one, depending on how I feel. If I feel like, oh, well, I want to have a bigger channel to this one, actually, so I'll close it today and open a new one because it's not very expensive. So there's not really a lot of maintenance. It's just simply topping up a channel or closing one, because it would be more complicated if we needed to rebalance channels, but we don't need to. So it's straightforward for us.
You mentioned you started building Lightning games in like 2019, and that was like when Lightning was still considered reckless. How has your experience improved as the Lightning networks matured?
So there's more tools to help. So we consider ourselves like a self-sovereign app developers, basically. So we really believe in like everyone running a node to help the network. So that's one of the reasons why we have our own node as well, to be, because like we practice what we preach, basically. We have a node, and all of our staff get a node when they join our company as well, Lightning Node. What was the question? I lost my train of thought there.
Has it gotten easier, basically, to build Lightning games since networks
got started? My trail of thought goes back to when I first started. I like this concept of being a self-sovereign app developer. So I started with a BTC pay server because that was the only way to easily spin up a node, but it was not really suitable for what I wanted because I just needed to use the like LND. I didn't need the BTC pay server part because I didn't have a shop or anything. So I kind of ended up with this setup that was a bit overkill for what I wanted, but then Voltage came out and they offered a similar service, but you can pick and choose the parts that you need. So we just have like the LND node now. So the actual setup to get a node running has got easier. So there's people like Voltage who let you just get a node up and running straight away. They've got good documentation and good custom support, whereas before, I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. I was just like messaging people on Twitter, like trying to beg people for help to explain the concepts. But now there's a lot more documentation. And also LND has been through a lot of versions now, and a lot of the bugs have been like removed. So everything's a lot more like, you're not scratching your head wondering why you've got this random crazy bug that's happened, like which no one can really help you fix because you're the first person. There's a couple of times I was like the first person to find a bug. And I had to like report it, you know. So, but now there's not so much, there's less bugs, so just a lot more stable.
Yeah, certainly an interesting kind of interesting world to get involved in Lightning gaming. Who else? Because I know there's different people who are involved in crypto. There's lots of different companies who do crypto gaming, and there's a few that do Bitcoin Lightning. Are there any other companies? Because I'm trying to think now off the top of my head. Are there any other companies that specify? Sorry, specialized. That's not the right word. Specialized. Jeez. It's been a long day. Okay. Any other companies that specialize in mobile Lightning games besides yourselves? Because I can't think of any off the top of my head, to be honest.
Well, we're for sure the only ones that there's definitely games companies who use like third party custodial services to do their Bitcoin payments. So, for example, you can use like the Zebedee platform to process your payments for you for your users, or Coinbase you can use, or OpenNode you can use. There are companies that do it that way, but we're the only one who do it with, from what I am aware, there might be others, but from what I'm aware, we're the only ones doing it with our own node. We're like completely self-sovereign. You know, these the third party services are useful, like are super useful for people who don't want to like touch the Bitcoin side of things, but then you lose some value because you're having to pay these services in some way to use the service. Whereas because we're like a native Bitcoin company, I've learned about the Lightning Network by just necessity. Desiree's worked at Lightning Lightning Labs. We can keep that value in our company that we would have had to outsource, because we can just run our own node. And it's not as hard as you think to run a node. I'm sure everyone in this call will like eventually have a node and connect. And it's like back in the day when the car was invented, people probably thought this won't scale because how can you afford to like everyone have a driver? Like how can everyone have a chauffeur? No one can afford having a chauffeur. They probably didn't think, oh wait, what if everyone just learned how to drive? But then everyone just figured like learn how to drive. So it's just the same with a node, I think. More and more companies will end up like us, where they just, as long as the regulations don't kill that concept where it's just too expensive to use Bitcoin, where you have to use like a government approved service or something. But then Bitcoin would have failed, really, because that's not why it's special, is it? Special because you can choose to do it on your own.
Yeah, my hope is that with Bitcoin nodes and Lightning nodes, there'll be more and more of these kind of pre-packaged options for people that will get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper and easier and easier and easier and take less time, basically, to download and set up. Because I feel like once you get it to like below a certain price point, below a certain time to set it up, and it's kind of only a few steps for you as a user, then you can see people who really don't understand it trying to give it a go and then actually learn from doing, which, yeah, seemingly for both of you guys has been the right way, since you're the only DIY, as in do it yourself when it comes to running a node Bitcoin gaming company that we're aware of anyway, that was on this call. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I like the spirit of that.
Yeah, well, we're basically, although we're a gaming company, I like to think of us as a Bitcoin adoption company, and we've just chosen, our mission is Bitcoin adoption, and we've chosen games to be that path to Bitcoin adoption, or like a big dream. So we have the games we just think is the best way to do that. So that's why we have our own node, because we want to promote that side of things. That's why we give Bitcoin away to free as many people as we can into all the countries and territories, like Desiree spoke about, the ones that need it the most. And the best way to get to those is mobile games, because that's the games they play. So yeah, hopefully more and more people will, like you said, give it a go and just try and think, oh, Thunder Games can do it, maybe we can do it.
Who knows, right? Yeah, it's cool. I think in this day and age, you've got and there's different services I'll forget about, but you know, you could have on your phone, you could have your guys' app, you could have the Fountain app, and you could, like, you know, listen to podcasts, play games. I'm sure there's other apps for like different things, and you know, everything you do, you can kind of like monetize pretty much everything you're doing. Maybe even what I think some platforms like watch ads or whatever. Well, there's Brave originally at the very beginning was going to run on Bitcoin from memory, but then I think it went off to its own coin. But yeah, I'm sure there's other coins that let you watch adverts and all sorts of things that will get you. So yeah, you can kind of do all the stuff you usually would do and earn some sats for it, which is pretty cool. Well, you guys aren't really play to earn, you're more play to win, right?
Yeah, I call it free to win.
Yeah.
Because you're not really, like, the prizes aren't guaranteed in our games. You have to compete to win them. So it's not really right to call it earning, because like, you might get nothing technically if you're not good enough in the competition, you know.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, my Bitcoin bounce scores aren't exactly the best, I'll be honest, but I've had a few sats, you know. I've had a few I get it. But as I say, the concept, I suppose, is still there, that you know, like, you can find ways to potentially bring in sats through doing anything. And you know, at the end of the day, in a couple of years time, if you keep on doing it and you get used to it and you keep having fun and doing what you usually do and bringing some sats, you could end up finding yourself with a nice chunk of change, I suppose. Go on holiday, take your kids to Disney or whatever it is people do with the nice bit of money they make. Yeah. Ricardo, I don't know if you had any more questions, but I know we're running up to about an hour now.
Yeah, I have one last question. Do you guys have plans to have any games like where I could play against Lawrence and win some sats, or he could win some sats from me?
Yeah, we definitely want to go in that direction. It's a bit far down our roadmap at the moment, but yeah, we definitely want to get into the kind of player to player competitive space. That's going to be a super exciting and fun type of game for us to make.
Yeah, that's a cool idea. I want to steal all of Ricardo's money. Put it up, Ricardo. I'm going to beat you. seems like a cool idea for somewhere to go in the future. Well, hey, I mean, like, guys, it's been awesome to chat with both of you and have to two of you on. It's been an absolute pleasure. Double the people, double the awesomeness in the podcast. But yeah, thanks for both of you coming on. I've enjoyed it. I found out some new things. I have found out, I think, even more than we did before, because we've asked even more questions in our non-recorded super VIP podcast that no one's going to get to hear ever. So yeah, I appreciate both of you guys taking your time out of your day to do this. Is there anything you want to kind of let the audience know, where they can, you know, find your guys' games or anything else that you'd want to let people know before we head out?
Yeah, you know, people can find us at thndr.games, and you know, just go there, or just type in thndr in the App Store or Google Play and download all of our games and just try them out. I mean, pretty much, like, there's not a day that I don't play where I don't win some Bitcoin. It's like 5 to 10 sats, but you know, I'm gonna be on my phone anyways, might as well be earning Bitcoin. So yeah, follow us on Twitter, join our Discord. It's super active. People have a lot of fun. You know, tip people for like making memes and all that fun stuff in there. So join the Discord. And then, yeah, I guess we just have so many fun things that we're going to be releasing over the next month. We have a new game that we will be announcing soon. I'm really excited about it. It's very, very fun. And yeah, I guess just follow us and I don't know, keep an eye. We're just going to keep growing and keep building. So.
Perfect. Sounds great. Well, thanks you guys. As always, and thank you, Ricardo, for joining me. And thank you for everyone out there listening. We appreciate you guys tuning in. We hope you learned something new today. Go try out the games. It costs you nothing, and you never know. You can get some stats and maybe onboard some people. So, yeah, hope you all have an awesome day, week, month, year. Keep loving life. Keep being happy. And most importantly, keep on believing in Bitcoin.